Hi friends, this is Lang Elliott. Welcome to Apalachicola, the current episode of the Music of Nature podcast series. Located in the Florida Panhandle, just a stone's throw from Tallahassee, the Apalachicola National Forest is a large expanse of pine flatwoods, an ecological community dominated by the native longleaf pine, with an open understory of saw palmetto, wiregrass, and a variety of shrubs. There is also an abundance of freshwater streams, swampy areas, ponds, and lakes, which combine with the pine woods to create varied habitats for birds, frogs, and other wildlife, including several threatened or endangered species, such as the red-cockaded woodpecker. The sounds of nature are diverse. Chuckwills, widows, and barred owls echo across the landscape at night. Noisy frogs and toads sound off from swampy areas. And uplifting singers such as pinewood sparrows enliven the forest during the day. Sound interesting? Then why don't we go camping in the Apalachicola? We'll stay up late to hear the night sounds and then rise early for the dawn chorus. Are you coming along? It's time to begin. It is mid-May. We arrive in the National Forest in late afternoon, in the midst of a thunder shower. With rain falling all around, we explored the sandy back roads and soon stumble upon a primitive campground along the upper reaches of the Sopchoppy River. The rain gradually subsides, and the evening sun quickly dries the pine woods. Suddenly, it is hot and humid. Mosquitoes buzz incessantly around our heads. We set up camp and then sit quietly next to the Sopchoppy, enjoying our new surroundings and wondering what voices we might find here, aside from the mosquitoes. As dusk descends, we take a stroll among the tall pines next to a swampy area. We hear some distant bird songs, but mostly just the sound of mosquitoes and crickets trilling. At least until an obviously gifted avian songster suddenly brightens the darkening woods. Oh my, the musical songs of a Bachman sparrow. And there he is on a limb in a pine, silhouetted against the pale orange sky. Also referred to as the pinewood sparrow, the Bachman sparrow is named in honor of Reverend John Bachman, who first described the species nearly two centuries ago. In the dimming light, We leave the Pinewood Sparrow behind and walk carefully toward a large clearing. Soon, we become aware of lovely whistled songs echoing across the landscape. These are the songs of night-active Chuck Wills Widows, members of the Nightjar family and close relatives of the more northern Whippoorwill. Chuckwills catch insects on the wing while flying low across open areas. We walk out into the clearing, hoping to get closer to one of the singers. What luck! Two chuckwills calling back and forth, their reverberant songs reflecting off the surrounding pine woods. One individual soon speeds up his singing, then takes flight, clapping his wings and making throaty sounds, as they often do during social encounters. Moving on to the far end of the clearing, we encounter another nightjar that feeds on the wing, a common nighthawk, recognized by its raspy nasal buzz.
Bing.
Wow, the courtship boom of the male nighthawk, made as he dives downward toward the ground and then suddenly swoops upward, producing a rushing flutter with his wings. Not far from the clearing, in a low boggy area carpeted with sphagnum moss, we encounter a new sound. These are the vibrant rattling calls of pine woods tree frogs, no doubt invigorated by the afternoon thunderstorm. We move on to another swampy spot. Cricket frogs are singing, but what catches our attention are raspy sounds coming from a large fallen pine. What on earth is making these sounds? We move in closer and shine our flashlights on the log. We notice little holes in the bark and piles of fresh sawdust on the ground below. Mystery solved. These are the chewing sounds of the larvae of pine sawyers, a type of long-horned beetle that lays its eggs in dead or dying tree trunks. The larvae bore into the wood for their nutrition, happily scraping away with their robust chewing mouthparts. It's well after midnight. Time for some rest. We return to camp and slide into our sleeping bags. But just as we're dozing off, a newcomer arrives, shaking us out of our dreams. Or maybe this is a dream. Barred owls, hooting in the dark of the night. What was that? The alarm snorts of a white-tailed deer. With owls hooting outside our tents, we drift into deep sleep. But soon dawn beckons. We awaken to a gentle chorus of songbirds. How relaxing. But guess who is still hanging around our campground? Okay, barred owl, hoot all you want. But it's time for us to warm up some oatmeal and make some coffee for breakfast. Energized by our morning meal, we head into the pine woods to see what other auditory delights we can find. Here's a signature sound of the pine woods. The dawn song of a great crested flycatcher, a robust member of the flycatcher family that is common throughout the East, but particularly abundant in the southern pines. The male's leisurely sequence of rich, wavered whistles is only heard at first light. Moving on, we come across a Bachman sparrow, singing exquisitely beautiful songs. He's probably not the one we heard last night. Did I mention that I greatly prefer to call this species the Pinewoods Sparrow? Moments later, we are extremely fortunate to come across the nest of a red-cockaded woodpecker in a large longleaf pine, a round hole about 10 feet up, surrounded by sticky, resinous sap, a predator deterrent aimed at climbing snakes. a threatened species, the red-cockaded woodpecker prefers mature native longleaf pine stands for nesting. So where are the owners of this nest hole? Aha! One just came out of the nest. And then another suddenly flies in, makes a bit of a fuss, and then leaves. They appear to be the male and female mates, but maybe not. In this species, young from the previous year often remain as part of a family group, helping to incubate eggs and raise the young. We walk through a pine stand with a very open understory and are delighted by the cheerful warble of a blue grosbeak perched atop a large shrub. His normally dull blue color shines brightly in the early sun. And then another pinewood species chimes in, a brown-headed nuthatch. Such sweet sounds. Another nuthatch arrives and they begin scolding one another. Well, so it seems. Heading back toward camp, we follow a trail along the swampy edge of the Sopchoppy. Pig frogs grunt from the water's edge. And then a red-shouldered hawk gives raucous alarm calls from its nest in a tall oak tree. A pileated woodpecker. Finally arriving at our campground, we are greeted by the musical songs of an eastern bluebird. We can't help but smile. The bluebird warbles and distant barred owls lifting our spirits and relaxing our minds. Sadly, the time has come to leave. We pack up and then drive away from our campground, full of pleasant memories of spending the night among the pines. Adieu, gentle Sopchoppy. What wonderful music surrounds you. This is Lang Elliott. Thank you for joining me on this nature sound experience.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.